Well, it was a slightly strange old affair as the finance minister gave the budget update. We're in deep trouble, of course, but that wasn't the surprise. What was unusual was the vagueness, the spend under $3.5 billion, nothing more specific, tax cuts are on, and the idea of a surplus is pretty much out the window. Finance Minister Nicola Willis with us. Good morning.
And good morning to you, Mike.
The $3.5 billion, which is what Labor did and you're going to do less, why so vague?
Well, we're just a few weeks out from a budget, and I want to make sure that we hit our number. In recent times, there's been a bit of a tradition that the Minister of Finance announces one number and then does something altogether different a few months later, generally a bigger number under the last finance minister. And look, we want to stick to our target. It will be less than $3.5 billion and the number will be revealed on Budget Day.
So as you sit here talking to us this morning, how much, one, is still not known and unfolding as regards the economy, and two, you're still haggling with your coalition partners?
Well, look, in terms of the economy, we've got the Treasury forecast still coming in. They are still updating their GDP data. They're still updating the tax data. And so that won't be finalised for a little bit. And then in terms of the discussions with our coalition partners and with ministers, I'm still having what are called budget bilaterals. And this is where I sit down with a minister. We talk about their budget for the year ahead and we make decisions. None of this gets finalised for a few weeks, but it's fair to say that the shape of the budget is shaping up. It's looking good. I'm confident it's all coming together well.
Well, it's not looking good. It's looking dreadful. Our economy, Nicola, is buggered. It's completely and utterly buggered, and we're in a double-dip recession, which is not your fault. But you're not going to tell us it's good, are you?
Well, I think the budget is looking like a budget that will bring together the small crumbs we have in the back of the cupboard as well as we possibly can to the maximum impact. Because you're right, the economy has been very slow for four of the past five quarters. It has been in negative growth. When you put that on a per capita, per person basis, it's even worse. When you look to the year ahead, the forecasts are very slow. So that makes things tough. We are not a government that has got a lot of cash floating around, and we are a country that is finding it very hard for businesses to grow, and that is putting pressure on everyone. So our budget has to be very responsible in that context. We think the priority needs to be tax relief for working people who are overdue that. We need to really target the new spending we do effectively to frontline services. And we need to make sure we're taking steps to actually strengthen the underlying fundamentals of the economy. That's what you'll see.
Are you surprised at the pushback on the tax cuts, given that, in general, centre-right governments are about people keeping more of their money because there is less government? People seem to have forgotten that. You seem to be taking a lot of heat over what you would traditionally be expected to do.
Yeah, and look, I think there's a bit of this thing that goes on, which is some people just do not like tax reduction. They can see a long list of things they'd love to see the government spending on, and they think that's more important than something that I think is a basic principle, which is that New Zealanders get up, they work hard, and they deserve to keep more of their own money. They haven't had any change to tax brackets or thresholds in 14 years. Mm. And that's unfair, because inflation is a stealth tax. It has been secretly pushing people into higher tax brackets. And actually, in a covert way, every budget for the past 14 years has been increasing tax by virtue of not providing those inflation adjustments. So I just see as what we're doing is fair, a little bit of a rebalancing. And, you know, it's modest, actually. We're not doing anything radical. We're just actually being a bit fair and letting Kiwis keep a bit more of their own money.
I might be a bit more conservative than you, and I hate debt, but this business of the surplus, it's gone for 26, 27. You're not even confident 27, 28. Why aren't you going harder for a surplus, given you spend so much time standing up in Parliament reminding us quite rightly that the interest on the debt currently is 8 plus billion heading towards 10? Why don't you want to fix that?
Well, I do want to fix that. That's why we've set a lower debt target than the previous government, and why we have set that ambition of debt tracking back down under 40% of GDP again. The numbers are the numbers. The surplus that was forecast for 26-27 was always wafer thin. It was only 100 million. Even if we didn't change anything with the economy, it's now forecast that the tax take will be down another 3.2 billion that year. So that means that we really need to focus on getting back to surplus in 27-28. But this is about forecasts, Mike. They move up, they move down. We could choose to overreact to them and do incredibly dramatic things with the size of government and the amount of government spending in health and education. But we don't want to be radical in that way. Slow and steady as she goes. We're not going to fix in one budget what's been broken in six. Instead, we're going to chart a steady course and be much more careful with New Zealanders' money year after year.
Appreciate your time and have a good Easter, Nicola Willis, Finance Minister.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.